Cubs and Cardinals opening up a three-game set. Carson Kelly, the Cardinals' number two ranked prospect, making his season debut. Third inning, 2-1 Cubs lead. Dexter Fowler strikes.
Been in time, but his throw was offline. Now the 0-1. Fowler hits a fly ball to left center. On the run is Schwarber. Back toward the alley. That ball is in there for a base hit up against the wall. The tying run is in. Fowler has a double. Game tied 2-2. And the 3-2. Check swing, outside ball four, forces in a run. And the 0-2 from Rondon. Swung on, drilled in the air, deep right center, back goes Happ. Near the wall, that is going to be off the wall and sticking in the vines for a ground rule double. The stretch for the 2-1 to Randall Grichuk. And he hits a broken bat line drive, base hit to left. One run is in. Stopping at third is DeJong. Colton Wong walked, and now Randall Grichuk has driven in a run with a single. The 1-1 drilled in the air, left field and deep. Back goes Schwarber on the warning track at the wall, and that ball is going to be off the wall and bouncing away. Three runs are going to score. Carson Kelly will scamper to third. A three-run triple, and the Cardinals lead by a score of 9-4.
The Cardinals snap the Cubs' six-game win streak. They send 14 batters to the plate and score 9 runs in the eighth and win it 11-3. Kelly gets his first hit of the season. The Cardinals also traded Marco Gonzalez to the Mariners in exchange for outfield prospect Tyler O'Neill on Friday. Before the ugly eighth inning, it looked like the Cubs were heading to their seventh straight victory. After the game, manager Joe Maddon talked about one that got away.
Yeah, but we had good at-bats. I mean, it's like we really played well today. We played a good game of baseball. The at-bats were good. We're hitting balls all over the place. Some are being caught. We were using line-to-line. Addy tried to bunt on his own to advance runners. Everything. We did everything well. Jake was really good. We played a really good – even at the end there when everything was going wrong, the double play by Rizzo to Baez, outstanding. We had a bad inning pitching. That's the third time in a week here at this ballpark. If you go back prior to the break, I mean, it's a 7, a 9, and a 10 in one inning. I've not seen that since rookie ball. That's crazy stuff. So I'm saying right out straight up, we played good baseball today. We just pitched badly for one inning. And some really good pitchers had a tough time. I mean, CJ has been outstanding. Rondon, I put him in a bad spot. I just had no choice, but I put him in a bad spot when I took him out. I said to him, listen, Ronnie, I put you in a bad spot. And at 17, that pretty much permits you to pitch again tomorrow if it's necessary. And then Grimmer just had to suck it up at that point. We're out of Dunsing had warmed up twice. I'm not going to get up Uehara and Davis and Montgomery. Nobody's been folded back into the bullpen, so none of that was available. So, listen, man, that's kind of a strange day. We played well and lost because we gave up 9 runs in an inning, which is really awkward to watch from the dugout.
Joe, are you pretty much helpless at that stage when you trot a guy out and he walks people and you trot the next guy out and he walks people? Is that what you can do?
Yeah, but of course not. It's you just can't open another can of pitchers. I mean, like I said, there's when you get behind like that, there's tomorrow to be concerned with and also Sunday. You trust your guys. I trust our guys. The right guys are out there. I mean, CJ was the right guy for the moment. It didn't play out. Rondon's been throwing the ball great. But like I said, I put him in a really no-win situation. That's my fault. And then finally, Grimmer just had to suck it up. I did not want to, like I said, use the other guys. And I'm not going to put John Jay in that game right there coming off of a day off. So it was a really the third one in a week of home games that is really strange. I've managed in Salem, Idaho Falls, and Midland. It's probably more reminiscent of Midland. But that's really unusual to see that kind of stuff.
Bullpen's been pretty locked down in general, but the walks are the one issue, I think, that's been up and down
sure.
All season. How do you even address that?
It's just, you talk about it and you make sure that they don't try to be too fine. When you get to the point of you're trying to miss bats, that's when the walk normally pops up as opposed to make your pitch and encourage contact, let the defense play. That's it. I mean, that's a conversation. CJ has been prone to that on occasionally where he does miss the plate. But his stuff is so good. He could pitch out of bad moments. You look at our numbers, batting average against. The bullpen has been fabulous, not okay. It's, twice since the break, the one game in Baltimore. in today's game. They just had tough days. But I, like I said, I got Rondon out, I think, in time for tomorrow. Stropey wasn't as sharp as he had been either. He got through that inning. Koji did not have to move his arm. Duncey warmed up twice, like I said, and Davis did not play. So got Johnny pitching tomorrow. Let's see what happens.
Jake Arrieta takes the no decision. He goes six innings, allows two earned runs on five hits, and he struck out six. He spoke afterwards.
Well, yeah. I mean, you see it every now and again, not often. You stick around this game long enough, and you see some crazy things happen. And really, that was the turning point in the game. Just a couple guys, had a pretty rare outing in the eighth there. You won't see that rarely ever or if ever again from those two guys. Just a tough one. And, you know, you got to give them a little credit on the other side. It's not easy to bat through the order against a couple arms like that without recording an out. So give the Cardinals some credit there. Obviously, our guys struggle a little bit there. But other than that, it was a pretty good ball game. We swung the bats well against Martinez. Took what he was giving us. Had some great at bats, and I kept us in the game. And that was really it until the eighth. And then it just got a little bit out of hand. But outside of that, pretty decent all the way around.
You keep the positive string of starting outings going. That's a trend, and it seems like it's pretty contagious with you guys right now.
It is, and we're at the point in the season where, if you don't have it by now, it's tough to find. So you want to try and elevate your game a little bit. Obviously, the competition amongst the staff, whether it's talked about or it's just something that goes unsaid, we all want to go out there and follow the guy up before us and have a quality outing or an outing that allows our offense to stay in the game and not allow things to get out of hand, especially early on. If we can get an early lead, it boosts our confidence that we know we have our job to do, to go out there and not give up rebound runs and continue to get our offense in the dugout as quick as we can. So it has been nice over the past couple of times throughout the rotation. So we'll look to keep that going.
Did you feel a little better about your off-speed stuff today?
A little better?
Better.
Well, I mean, it was good. I came out of the gate with a really good curveball. And then I think it was a 2-2 count to Grichuk. I just threw one middle, and he got enough to get it over the wall. And then other than that, the changeup to Dexter, or I'm sorry, I threw one to Pham and then to Dexter for the doubles. So those three pitches right there. But other than that, I had some extended innings that the pitch count just got up a little bit too quickly. Was able to get through six pretty solid frames and move on. So all in all, it was okay. I would have liked to be a little bit better there, more crisp with the off-speed, but a pretty good day.
Is there a good buzz going on in the room from this post-All-Star game stuff that you've been doing out here?
We feel good about it. I don't think we've gotten too high or too low, even throughout some slumps where we weren't very happy about the way we were playing. I feel like we've been able to maintain an even keel and stay focused. While there has been some frustration, that's just kind of the nature of not playing up to your potential and knowing you're better than you're playing. So, but having said that, we are positive and will remain to be so throughout this near future and stretch of games that we have coming up. We look forward to playing some good baseball.
You guys expecting fights like this the rest of the way with St. Louis, Milwaukee, Pittsburgh, and the standings kind of bunched up in a hurry there? Are you guys expecting this kind of game the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean, that's that's what you get when you play these kind of teams that have a shot to reach the postseason. We're all within a few games of each other. So in our minds, it's up for grabs. It's ours to take, and we look forward to the opportunity to do so.
The Cubs will try to bounce back on Saturday against the Cardinals. It'll be John Lester taking the hill against Adam Wainwright.